very good news on that front. Just with the Town of Beaver Falls and Mayor Council giving notice that they're stepping back from being a direct operator of child care. And so what, you know, we certainly had to regroup in terms of saying what kind of a plan do we need to have for your falls, and also ensuring that the community doesn't go much longer without a child care program. And you know, the township has been very supportive through this process, and you know, I'm happy to advise and announce that, you know, KDSB and the township have reached an agreement for the use of part of the their government building in Ear Falls for the new child care program. And so it won't just be a child care program, but we're also working with the township to bring other programs and services into that space, and really creating a community hub where families can access additional services and supports in the community. We've heard that this is a need for quite some time, and you know, unfortunately, through this, it's actually created an opportunity to look at creating a community hub model. And so so what does that all that mean? Well, for one, we're looking at a November opening date for the actual child care programs. It's a bit later than what we had hoped for. But just with the pandemic and trying to get everything ready with respect to working with the Ministry of Education from a licensing standpoint, with recruiting and so forth, it has delayed things somewhat. However, we're confident come November, the programs will be operational. The other piece, too, that, you know, is really important for the community is that our plan, we're going to have double the amount of spaces that were there before. So this is both with respect to child care, but also with respect to before and after school programs. And we are really taking what we've heard from families in terms of what they need is, and looking at a different financial model. So, you know, with Dryden, when the city of Dryden transferred the child care services over to KDSB, it has really created some capacity and some economies of scale where we can take the savings and reinvest in actually creating more programming and creating additional capacity. So that, I think, is going to be very beneficial and very welcoming news for parents, because to have double the amount of spaces in a community, I think, is going to go a long way in terms of the number of families that we can support. The other piece, too, is that come October 1st, we're going to be opening up the intake process to start accepting applications from families for children in the program. So things are happening. They didn't happen as fast as we had hoped, but at the same time, I think we can all be very proud of what will open in November.